Let's take another call here. Ooh. Even Howard Bayer is published. Even John Powers is completely puzzled. John doesn't know what to... John is a good Methodist, and he doesn't know what to... Frank Fisher, he doesn't know what's going to happen to him. Frank, you're not going to be up there with John Powers and Howard Bayer. They got another place for you.
You know, I have a granddaughter who's one-quarter Jew, and I just wonder what's going to happen to her. She's one-quarter Jew, one-quarter Roman Catholic, one-quarter Presbyterian, and one-quarter atheist. And that little girl is going to be in an awful lot of trouble once she leaves the scene.
Well, all I
can say is...
She
should get a Sears Roebuck catalog and look up to see if they've got some equipment there that can straighten the whole thing out.
All I can say is...
Hi there.
Hello, Long John.
Yes.
Long John, I'm listening to your program with a group of people. And we've had the... you had on your program a little while ago the joke of the century. Do you recall, John, about 15 minutes ago, Reverend Martin accused Mrs. Murray of almost total ignorance
of
the scriptures?
Right.
And I don't know how it got by you, Mr. Neville, but do you know what her answer was? She said, they argued the point back and forth, and finally, she said, if I am ignorant, or words to that effect, I thank God for it.
Yes, I heard that myself.
Well, how did you let it get by, Mr. Neville? We're just
you know,
in
this it's always
circle.
A woman who
so
brings this dumb reference
to
up.
Laugh.
You know, I heard it. I heard it myself.
Well, wasn't that funny? I never heard anything.
I heard it myself, and I was going to mention it, but I...
It got away from you because just then I think you had a commercial or something.
No, I remember hearing it distinctly.
Well, John, did you ever hear anything funnier?
Well, let me see. Do you want to comment on it, Madeline?
Yeah, well, first I want to comment that why... You know, I'm a woman and I'm a feminist, and why is it always a woman who tries to pick this up and make something
dear.
Out of it? When what I'm trying to do
but don't
is
laugh
to do something
at other people,
unjust,
Mrs.
and
Murray.
What I'm trying
You've
to do
had a
is...
Wait a minute, honey. Don't talk, please.
Thanks, Long John.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For many good programs.
Thank you very much. All right, we'll take another call. Hello.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to talk about what the woman said about thank God.
Okay, thank you.
No, there's another part. As a Catholic, may I tell you, and everybody can rest happy tonight, the way I was brought up was, and the way I was to believe in religion.
Yes.
All religions. If you lived your life according to the way that you were taught and you were brought up and you followed all the tenets of your religion, no matter what it was, you are just as saved as a Catholic, a Jew, or what. It doesn't make any difference who you are. If you follow the tenets of the original God, God is God. Do you understand? I mean,
yes.
All of us believe in God except Mrs. Murray and her ilk.
Why do you use the word ilk?
Well, because that's the way you put it, isn't it?
I don't know. I think you use that in a pejorative... Wait, will you listen a moment?
Sure.
I think you use that in a pejorative sense, don't you?
I don't even know what pejorative means.
Well, I don't know what ilk means, so go ahead.
If you can explain pejorative, then you can explain ilk.
All right.
The way I always heard it. But, I mean, all right.
I think you've made a good point, though.
She feels. Even she'll be saved.
Thank you very much.
She really believes
We're glad that Madeline will be up there with John Powers and Howard Bayer.
You know, I bet we'll all be there together.
Well, I don't know about Walter Martin.
Hey, can I say something to you?
Yes.
Pitchman, you're doing a good job tonight.
Did you call me yesterday morning?
You bet.
Now, wait. Now, hold it. Don't get off the phone.
Oh, why?
Now, wait a moment.
Did you break my back?
No. Now, come on. I didn't do that yesterday morning, and I have no intention of trying it now. I'm asking you this. Where do you come off about me doing conference calls in the afternoon? Now, come on. Square off.
I heard you.
No, my dear. You want to know something?
What?
One call I have made in the afternoon was to Bishop Pike.
I didn't hear that. Gee, I'm sorry I didn't.
No, honestly. You see, that's where you were wrong. I don't know where you worked, whether you worked here or whether you worked with me at OR. But I do not do shows in the afternoon.
John, I know. Look, you know, pitch man you are, pitch man I could be, or pitch woman.
Yes,
is that the way you want to put it?
No, go ahead.
Okay, let's go and let it go at that.
Okay,
right?
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Thank you. I have a telegram here. Why is everyone, including Christian or Jews, who do not accept the Reverend's assertion that Christ is God, lost or damned? This hardly seems calculated to promote brotherhood, signed Mrs. William Wingate. Would you care to comment on that, Reverend?
Our Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Our Lord taught that he had come to save men. If they rejected him, they would be lost. We've got to get one point very clear. Hell and the judgment of God comes not arbitrarily, but because people refuse to accept the love of God. Mrs. Murray laughs at it and can't understand how God can be just, and yet she's a lawyer.
All right. Now, would you read that next telegram, please?
Yes, Long John Neville. Pope Paul's encyclical stated descendants of Jews are not guilty of death of Christ in attempt to root out anti-Semitism. This, I think, is what I stated myself. Grace, as defined by Webster's Dictionary, when applied to theological discussions, means the free, unmerited love and favor of God that we have not earned or deserved by our performance, God's love or God's approval. These are given to us as a gift from heaven. Reverend Martin may find reference to a section of Talmud in the life of Jesus by Marcello Grabery. Finally, Mrs. Murray, if dedicated truly to freedom of thought, should free her own and sit down and read Summa Theologica by Aquinas and Atheism by Etienne Bornay. Do not
I've
use my name.
I've read both of them.
Thank you very much, lady. There's no name in that. Don't use it.
No.
All right, let's take another call here. Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Can I speak to Long John?
This is he. This is Long John speaking, lady. Do you have your radio on?
Oh, very far away, but I...
Maybe that's disturbing you.
Oh, it does.
Turn it down, please.
1 minute, please.
Yes, I'll wait for you.
Yes, sir. Look.
Thank you very much. We're talking with Madeline Murray.
Yes, sir.
And the Reverend Walter Martin. Go ahead, lady.
I think she's that dumb and blind because if people would know the meaning of the real God, they would all love, trust in one God. They say God is spirit.
Well, then you disagree with Walter Martin, too.
Oh, everyone should know there is one God, a unity.
Well, how do you know it?
I studied the Kabbalah.
I see. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We're happy that you gave us that information. Thank you, my dear. Good morning.
Good morning.
May I help you?
Yes, is this the Long John Show?
Yes, this is he.
Yes, I'd like to ask a question.
What is the question? Why don't you turn your radio down,
sure.
Sir?
Sure. I'd like to make a statement, actually.
All right, what is your statement?
The Reverend Martin mentioned that Judaism says that only Jews would be allowed to have salvation. This is, of course, erroneous.
In the Old Testament.
Historical Judaism, a standard of moral conduct was necessary for any non-Jew to get into heaven, but not being a Jew, not accepting all the tenets of Judaism. I just thought it was a point that should be...
All right. Thank you, sir.
Is it possible to comment on it?
Yes, certainly. Please do comment.
I would suggest that the gentleman who made that statement read carefully the prophets of the Old Testament and the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament, and he will find when he reads these the specific statements that I am the Lord, beside me there is no Savior, and that it was necessary for the Gentile to be circumcised and join in faith with the Jew if he were to be saved. That's clearly stated at least 100 times.
Yeah, but what he's saying, though, is that in relation to this, there were just certain rules of conduct for him to accept.
No, he had to participate in the sacrifices. He had to become, in effect, a Jew. That's clearly stated.
All right. No, because you just finished saying that this is a racial thing along with an ethnic or religious thing.
It's both racial, but they had to conform to the religion.
You know, incidentally, one of the things that you keep saying that is fascinating to me, if you go into just India... Now, you can find really, literally, hundreds of thousands of persons who have never heard a word about Christianity.
I've been there.
And despite this fact, you are condemning all of these people who have never even been able to hear the word uttered.
I mean, they'll never get to heaven.
They will never.
No.
You are condemning them down the line because they are unable to come through Jesus Christ to a saving grace.
Just a moment. There's something that must be stated here. A person who has never heard the gospel, never been exposed to the gospel of Christ, does not go to hell because they have never heard the name of Jesus.
How do you know that?
I'm trying
to
finish.
The rules of St. Martin's.
You have a quote.
Mrs. Murray.
Oh, come on. You
must
just
you,
interpret
must you become
constantly.
So personal?
But these are the rules
the
of
objective.
St. Martin.
No, they're not.
I don't know of any other Christian who would say...
Well, you don't read Christian theology. You don't know anything about it. That's why you don't know these things.
I have read... You couldn't possibly read the number of books on this that I have read at any time at all.
I would hate to get into discussion about how much you read. You can verify quotes from
Mein Kampf
or all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But let's not get into the relative reading.
No, you're the one who just finished verifying something from Mein Kampf.
Let me get into the one point.
With no reference.
Let me get into the point that in question. A person does not go to hell because they have not heard the name of Jesus. Men go to hell, who have never heard the gospel, because of the revelation of God in nature, which you ignore, the revelation of God, which is obvious in their
they're
conscience.
They're still going to hell, though.
Because of their rejection of the light God has given them. He's
so
given you
all
light.
All these people are still going
given,
to hell in India, is this right?
Any person in India, right
every
now.
Every single one, they're all going to hell.
I'm not on the witness stand. Any person, I'm not going to be badgered either. Any person in India who does not believe in the gospel of Christ because they have never heard it is going to be judged on the basis of the knowledge which they possess of the living God through nature, through revelation of conscience, and by virtue of the fact that God says he has revealed himself and they don't accept him.
Sure, let's take another call here.
So don't say I said
hello.
That I didn't.
You're wild.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, I'd like to speak.
Yes, may I help you, sir?
John.
Yes, sir.
Am I on the air?
If you turn your radio down, sir.
Turn it down. I had to keep following the program. One moment, please.
Yes, sir. Please do that. And this gentleman's turning his radio down, and then we'll be back.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I want to speak to Mrs. Murray.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Mrs. Murray.
She's listening.
I resented very much that the Reverend Martin said that you were ignorant. The whole concept of traditional religion is barbaric. One doesn't have to be a profound scholar to appreciate that statement. And I thought he showed himself to be quite ignorant when you were talking about the Virgin shall bear a son, and his name should be called Emmanuel. Now, the Hebrew for a virgin or an untouched woman is Bethura. But the word that the Old Testament use is Alma, meaning a young woman of marriageable age. It has nothing to do with her virginity.
I beg your pardon, sir. I was quoting the New Testament. I did not make reference to the Isaiah passage in the Hebrew. I quoted the Greek Parthenos as used by St. Matthew, and therefore what you are saying is not accurate.
It is accurate
and
because
everybody knows
sir,
that Matthew is wrote in Greek.
Sir, may I?
Alma shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, and that's
sir,
where you get the Christ from.
Sir, could I make a statement?
In the first place, the New Testament and the Old Testament is a Jewish document, and the Christian people have taken their document and made a religion out of it.
Sir, I did not say that Mrs.
The slightest knowledge,
sir,
the golden bowl will let you know that it the whole traditional religion is a barbaric institution. For instance, you say, unless you eat of my body and drink of my blood, you have no life in you. That's cannibalism, man.
Sir, are you Percy Sutton?
Why don't you be wise?
Are you Percy Sutton? Are you Percy Sutton?
Why would you ask me such a question as that?
Because Percy Sutton calls from time to time, and I thought you were Mr. Sutton. Are you?
Why would you ask me a personal question like that?
Is that personal? Is that personal?
It certainly is. Why should I divulge my name on the
program? I don't want you to
program?
Divulge your name. I merely asked you if you are Percy Sutton.
Of course I'm not.
Okay.
But I speak with knowledge.
That doesn't mean anything wrong to call. Are you offended if somebody asks you if you're Percy Sutton?
I resented that Reverend Martin called Mrs. Murray ignorant.
I
think
didn't.
She's very profound.
Oh.
May I come?
He'll answer you now, sir.
Sir, I want you to understand something, and John's tape tapes all of these things.
Oh,
I did
Lord,
not
we're
call...
Back to that again.
Well, I'm confident... I am very dedicated to something you as a lawyer should appreciate. A court transcript. Evidence. I did not say you were ignorant. I said you were
be
ignorant.
Be my guest. Go ahead, call me ignorant. I don't care.
No, no, I wouldn't do that. It'd make you feel too good. I think that you are I know you are ignorant of Scripture. That's what I said. That's all.
Thank you very much, sir.
I'm delighted by your interpretation of the Scriptures, and I'm certain that many of the ministers who are listening in are delighted by your interpretation of Scriptures tonight.
Well, the ministers that would associate with you, who do not believe in the record of the Bible, who spend their time trying to tear it to pieces, who are aiding and giving comfort to people like you, who would destroy the very foundation
of
religion.
Too.
I feel these men are as much.
Let me see.
I feel these are as much Judas goats.
You're against Jews and you're against children.
No,
and you're against Germans.
No,
and
I'm
now
not.
You're against the
no,
ministers.
I'm not. No, I'm not.
Certainly the.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Liberal ministers.
He isn't against radio moderators.
No, ma'am.
No, that's because he's on your program.
I am not against. I am not against any of the things you're talking about, and you are distorting the entire issue. But one thing does interest me.
But you are for Jesus Christ.
Yes, ma'am, I am, to the end. He's
saved.
The Savior of the world.
Yes, indeed.
And that
you
I am.
Your sins.
Yeah. Well, you bet. And he could save you, too, but you won't
I don't
be
have
saved.
Any.
You don't want to be.
I don't have any sins.
Yeah, well,
I'm
of course not.
Free.
Well, I doubt that, and I don't think you believe it either. But this I do know.
I'm
to me,
sin free. I repeat that. I'm very, very serious.
Free.
To the audience who can't see him, John is in hysterics right now. I just want to bring this point out. Atheism has produced, in the last 50 years, two beautiful philosophies, communism and Nazism, and you're welcome to them.
You know this isn't true.
I know it is.
You know that fascism is the Roman Catholic Church personified.
Oh, now you don't like the Catholics, do you?
No, I don't like the Catholics.
Okay,
I don't like
well,
any
now,
religious people.
Now I'm glad you don't like somebody, because you've
it's
been accusing
true.
Me of disliking mm-hmm. everybody.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Neville.
Yes, can you speak a little louder?
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. Listening to your show a while ago, I'd say about an hour,
yes.
The Reverend made a statement pertaining to the nothing comes from nothing. Could you repeat that, please?
Yes, would you try that again?
I simply said, I could have said it in a philosophical sense, ontology predicates sufficient causality. From nothing, nothing comes.
Yes, sir. There was one fault in that. You said that according to the scientists, they believe that this is so. Did you not say that?
I said, according to the basic laws of physics, this is true.
Incorrect, sir. I have a degree in physics.
All right, would you kindly, if you have a degree in physics,
no,
would you
sir,
kindly, no. If you have a degree in physics.
Yes, sir.
Which, of course, you doubt.
I don't have one, and I'm perfectly willing to listen to a qualified physicist.
Well, I just want to
ask you a question.
Definition, sir.
Would you just answer
the question? I don't want to go into anything deeply. I will just say this. Einstein, along with two other scientists, had worked for many years on many of the great scientists' hypotheses. Along those lines, with the theory of his interchangeability of matter and the theory of the speed of light, they came up with a theory which can be verified and which has been proven in the past few years and which has been written about, that the universe is self-contained. It does have a shape. And within that, there is the universe, and there are planets. Beyond that, there is something called nothing, a force field beyond that. And I'm not going to go on that. I'll go into that, sir. But the
can
thing
I ask
is,
you a question
I'm
as a physicist?
I'm trying to get my thoughts clear.
Can I ask you a question
yeah.
as a physicist? You are aware of Einstein's statement that the universe is finite?
Yes, sir.
Then you are aware of the fact that Einstein maintained that the law of relativity, which he discovered, E equals mc square, proves that the universe is not eternal but created?
Yes, sir, but created from what and how?
Einstein and no other physicist who ever breathed except Fred Hoyle, that I know of, ever said that an entire universe of interchangeable matter and energy appeared spontaneously out of nothing.
Well,
would you give me the reference, sir? Would you give me the reference?
But I will say this.
WNBC,
according to the scientists, according to physicists, beyond the universe, there appears nothing.
Give me the reference in your scientific physics background which tells you that spontaneous generation of energy exists.
I will not go into it. I will say this. It could be true.
You won't go into it because it's not true.
You look it up in a library.
I don't have to look up. Sir, I don't. Sir, I don't have to look it up in the library because.
Thank you, sir.
Dr.
You
Frank.
Know.
Dr. No, I don't. Dr. Frank Allen, professor of physics at the University of Manitoba, is an author of quite a number of papers on this subject, and Dr. Allen is a qualified physicist, a PhD in the field, and teacher for
and
over
boy,
40
you're
years.
Hung up with those
and
degrees,
Dr. Allen
you?
Specifically states that the basic law of one of the basic laws of physics is that from nothing, nothing can come. And I want somebody to prove that from nothing something...
No, nobody... This is still
you
a theory.
You can't prove it.
This is still a theory, and
Madam,
you know it.
If you're going to try and tell me that from infinite void proceeded infinite energy, I submit that this is insane.
I don't know whether this is what happened. You don't know either. You haven't
the
faintest idea.
I do. In the
you know.
God created.
God. Here we
you
go.
You don't
again.
Like him, but
thank
he's
you.
There. Just
thank
same.
You very much.
And don't worry
you
about him.
You cover your ignorance by one word.
Don't worry.
God.
Don't
God
worry
did
about
it.
Him. Don't worry about him, because he's going to be present at your funeral.
I'm not worried about him.
Don't.
I'm a little bit worried about you and the fact that you're able to influence a number of
I hope to
persons.
Influence in the name of Christ all that I can.
Oh, dear.
Because you are influencing people contrary to the foundations of religion and precisely...
hallelujah. I am very,
oh,
very
wait
proud.
A minute. Hallelujah
wait.
Now?
I'm proud and
John, did you hear that?
If you don't understand
hallelujah
the
says,
and the irony,
I want you to know that Mrs. Murray just said in Hebrew, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mrs. Murray.
I know
praise
that.
The Lord. I'm with you all the way.
Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, Long John.
Yes, ma'am.
The Nazarene Gospel Restored by Robert Graves and Joshua Pedro.
Yes, I'm familiar with them.
Yes, they're very great scholars.
Yes.
Researched over 60,000 scholarly works on Christian origins.
Yes.
And they claim... They have it authenticated that the Persian Gospels are far from the originalized
yes.
pieces
yes.
and that
that's
the
been brought up.
Greek piracies.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Reverend refers to...
I think you made a point. This has been discussed a number of times. Thank you. Hello.
I couldn't hear what
hello.
You said.
Oh, you didn't?
Mr.
I'll
Neville?
Tell you afterwards.
Mr. Thanks. Neville?
Yes, hello.
Yes, thank you. I've been trying to get you for a long time.
Thank you. I'm glad you've been able to get us.
Thank you. You have Mrs. Murray on.
Yes, we do.
Yes, and she says she's an atheist. And yet, about 3:15, I've been trying
she
since
said,
then.
She
I,
said,
I
oh, my God.
Pardon me?
Or she said, thank God.
Yes.
Yes, we heard that, ma'am. That's
I not only
by
say thank God,
thank
God, but
God
I say
for.
Hallelujah, I say amen, I say a number of things because this is intended for humor, but
that
the Christians are the most humorless people in the world.
That point has been made before. Thank
yes.
you.
I just wanted to call you on that, Lord.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very
nice
much.
Nice talking with you. Bye-bye. Good morning.
You know, one of the things that happens constantly, and this is a funny thing, is that the Christians and religionists have absolutely
hello?
No sense
hold
of humor.
Hold on a moment, please.
No mm-hmm. sense of humor at all. You can't joke with them about their religion at any level. You can't tell, you can't have religious cartoons, the religious jokes, everything. It falls flat in their face because these people are so
Mrs.
seriously
Murray.
Intent on their insanity.
Mrs. Murray, can I ask you a question?
You're interrupting me.
Are
somebody's
you
on the phone.
Are you
yes.
finished?
No, there's something. Yes, go ahead.
May I ask you a question?
Please. What is it?
No,
question?
I wasn't finished, but I lost my train of
hello?
Thought.
Hello?
May I ask you a question?
Just a moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Would you consider that there is something in life that is sacred?
Let me think, no. try to think. No, I think that almost everything has some element of humor in it.
Now, just
just
a minute.
About
there,
everything.
Is there something that you would reverence? Perhaps the
I
love,
can't think of
the
anything
love that,
that
you
I
have
would
for your
laugh
son,
at.
Perhaps?
I sometimes laugh
you
at
would
myself
laugh at
for that.
Your love
some
for
of
your
that.
Son?
Sometimes I would, yes.
And for your husband?
For sometimes for my husband,
and
yeah,
you would,
we have a go-round.
And, there would be
there
nothing?
Are very humorous elements in this,
in
and the way
in
we
life,
play it out.
I bet
many
you'd have
things.
A howl at Dachau.
Oh,
oh, and chuckle at Buchenwald and have hysterics at Ravensbrück.
Well, I would
you
say
know,
one thing,
nothing
but
to do
you're
with
the
anything.
One who...
We
wait,
think that there are things that
it.
Are not funny.
Well, wait, let me
and one of them
this.
Is to refer to the Holy Spirit as the spook, which you do all the time.
Yes,
now,
I do.
Here is one... Yeah. Listen
that's not
to this
funny.
One. Here is from Gula Dennis. Dear Long John, tell Reverend Martin that the first Christians, the Nazarenes, were poor Jews. Further, that St. Paul's name was Saul, and that he was a rabbi.
Right.
Therefore, when Reverend Martin makes bigot statements... He seems to forget about the origin of Christ who came, according to the Bible, from the house of David. Yours as ever, and the postscript is, I am not even a rabbi. Gula Dennis.
May I quote?
Surely.
I am not bigoted. I am not anti-Semitic. I have simply stated the historical record of the New Testament. I believe God is love, but I believe when we reject his love in Christ, we must be prepared to face his justice.
This is
that's
always the New Testament according to St. Martin, all the time.
What about according to the people that wrote it?
You're not, you can't speak for them.
Well, I'm quoting the text.
You cannot speak for them. First off, you don't even know whether that text is accurate.
Well,
and then
I
you
know.
Keep quoting Greek when we're dealing with
one,
Jews.
I quoted one word. Well, that shows...
So course, this, again, no, it means that there was at least a minimum of one translation.
Mrs. Murray.
From the Jewish...
Mrs. Murray.
Of that particular
Mrs.
era.
Mrs. Murray, since we're now on the subject of texts, what was the New Testament written in? What was the language?
I would be delighted to find out.
You
do you
don't
have
know?
Any idea?
You
no,
don't
do
know?
You? And this New Testament
Greek.
That you have... Oh, and this was
yes.
written the first year after J.C.
Madam, you know what we have? Now, you see again what I'm talking about? Jesus Christ happens to be sacred.
You
now, just a minute.
You haven't the faintest
Jesus
idea
Christ,
what
moment,
that first text
happens
was in, because
to be,
it's never been uncovered.
Yes, ma'am.
You've never found
we
the
We have a first
source.
Century fragment, which by radiocarbon dating has been proven to be a first century
first
document.
First century fragment.
Right. Of the Gospel of John.
Yeah. How much of a fragment?
I don't know. I haven't measured the thing, but I know it's got words in it that correspond perfectly to John's copy that we have now. But listen.
Written in his own
when you refer
in Greek.
When you refer in Greek.
Collect.
When you refer
Brother,
to Jesus
collect.
Christ.
Stay on, lady.
When you refer to Jesus Christ as J.C. This is what I don't understand. Here you are, a sinful woman. Who has never,
I don't have a
has,
sin about
yeah,
me.
Who has never contributed anything to the history of the world except the boast that you have taken prayer and the Bible out of the public schools.
Saved all those
and
youngsters
in the
from
name,
having that on
and
their
in the
ears.
Name of Jesus Christ, more universities, more hospitals, more schools, more colleges, more works of charity
more
and love
murdered
have
in
been
the
done.
Entire era of history,
have been done.
In the history of Christianity,
in the history of the world,
any other time
what,
in the world.
Mrs. Murray, are you contributing?
I'm contributing, I hope, some reason.
We have a person on the phone.
Would you compare yes, yourself,
hello.
Of course, to our
hello?
Lord favorably?
Yes, we
oh,
have.
Listen, I wouldn't even let him lick my boots.
Jesus Christ has not influenced the total world because Christianity has a very small hold on a very small part of the total world population, and it always has. It's been extremely localized in Europe and then over to the United States. And there's a kind of a funny version of it down in South America, which has to do more with their own pagan religions down there than it has to do with the so-called Christianity, because there are overlaps in that culture. So actually, I don't think that in the history of the world he has had as much an impact as Confucius or as Buddha or as many of the other figures of this kind. He is particularly known to us in our culture because we stress him. But go to many other parts of the world, and he's completely unknown, has been.
John, can I say something here?
Yes, we only have a few minutes left. I'd like to get another caller to him.
Mrs. Murray has been telling us all night that Jesus Christ does not exist historically, and I asked her a few moments ago if she would favorably compare herself to our Lord. Her reply was that she wouldn't let him lick her boots.
That's true.
I would like to figure out how...
You
want
to say it again because you listen to the tape. I'll say it again for you.
No, I would like to know how you account for the fact that you wouldn't let him lick your boots if he didn't exist.
Because I... No, oh, well, come on. Here we are back to your facetious arguments again, which have no substance. I am talking about the figment of your imagination, which you have created, and I'm talking about you as being the generic Christian. And many, many of the characters.
You know
do you
that
think
Jesus
that I would
live.
Do you think that I would trade Madame Curie for Ruth? Do you think that Jesus Christ or Moses? Let's take Moses. Do you think that Moses could come anywhere near Albert Einstein?
Yes.
Do you suppose that
and
Jesus
you're alienating
Christ
the Jews now.
Has done as much for humanity as Thomas Alva Edison?
No, of course.
Oh, go
of
on.
Course.
Did you want to briefly comment?
Yes, I just want to ask Mrs. Murray. A moment ago, she lists a string of names and religious characters and makes a comparison. I would like to ask her something. You don't think that Jesus Christ existed, and you don't think that his religion...
Even his storybook existence,
okay.
which
right.
is what
even,
I'm comparing
correct.
These
all right.
people to.
But yet a moment ago, unhesitatingly and unblushingly, you affirm for us the historicity of Confucius, about whom we have even less data than Jesus Christ. How do you account for this?
Now, this is your opinion. Again, and
quote
here now you are an expert on Chinese
no,
history.
No, ma'am, I'm an expert on comparative religion.
You're an expert
quote
on
me the
physics.
Sources. No,
and
I'm not.
You're an expert on
no.
Chinese history.
No, no.
And you're an expert
comparative
on
religion.
I didn't bring. You noticed that you
said Confucius.
Now I want to tell. Let me tell you
no,
something.
No, no. You said Confucius.
You keep quiet.
Tell me how you know he exists. I will keep quiet.
You have
you
with you a gentleman
me.
Tonight who has brought
no,
along
no,
a suitcase
no, no.
full of
tell
books so that
Confucius.
You can quote them.
I haven't
you know what I brought along? I brought along nothing. I'm perfectly
willing. I agree
willing.
To that 100%.
I am perfectly willing for you to send me a letter down in dear old Austin, Texas, and I will send you the historic proof for Confucius. I didn't bring it with me tonight. I'm not concerned about that.
No, just one moment.
I don't have to send
it. You don't know anything
him.
About it.
You got
to go back to Austin to look it up.
You are also an expert on education of Madeline Murray.
No.
I'm an expert on one thing. Madeline Murray.
On St. Martin's version of the Holy Bible.
Madeline Murray, with her Society of Separationists, makes statements and gets a lot of publicity on the idea
you
that
hate
she...
You hate that, don't you?
No, I don't. I think
you just
have a,
love that
I think you have a right. I think you have a right to do it as an American. But you know what is objected to? It's objected to the vindictive and the malicious manner in which you attack all religion and clergymen and then proceed to try and make it look as if you're a martyr. That's what everybody's tired of.
Let me take another call here. We have a chance.
You're a novelty, and you're going to wear off, and very soon.
It's been about 20 years a novelty.
It'll be very soon when she wears off.
I don't think so.
I'm sorry, you got the losing case.
I don't think she'll wear off.
I can't
Hello?
Lose.
Hello, Long John?
Could you speak a little louder, please?
Yes, Long John, you've had Rabbi Hollander on your program many times.
Yes, sir, I have.
And you had him on tonight. And,
for a few
Reverend
minutes
Martin,
on the phone.
And Reverend Martin used him as an... tried to use him as an authority.
Right.
I'd like to ask you a question, Long John.
Yes, sir.
The many times that Rabbi Hollander has been on, has he not mentioned to you about the seven laws of Noah? That the Jewish religion does not believe that people who are not Jews automatically go to hell, that if they obey the seven laws of Noah, which are seven laws of morality, they also go to heaven?
I must say that I have never heard that. However, there is a possibility that I have forgotten the statement. I don't remember.
Well,
did you ever hear him say it?
I wish you would... you would call Rabbi Hollander.
Well, we're not going to call anybody, except we're going to call it a night in about 3 minutes.
I think that Reverend Martin is absolutely wrong when he tries to point out and say that the Old Testament says that people who are not Jews automatically go to hell. It
read
is not
the
true.
Old Testament.
It is a lie. It's one of the
Nobody
many lies that he has said tonight.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Read the Old
Thank
Testament.
You for calling. Good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, you have about a minute and a half.
Well, I'll try to do it real fast.
Thank you, sir.
I just want to say to Reverend Martin that some of my best friends are Christian ministers, so I'm prepared to let him roll and make certain outrageous statements on the ground that he's probably a fool rather than a knave. Now it develops that he comes up with an argument for the existence of God, which he just repeated in the Latin form about ontology and existence. I'm sure that a man of his background and knowledge knows full well that this argument has long since been thrown into complete disrepute that
existence
is not
true,
not a predicate.
That's not true, sir. The deductive form of the argument has been, but the inductive form of the argument, as I stated it, has never been refuted.